Idaho Matters right now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. In 2 weeks, hundreds of journalists, scientists, and government representatives will gather in Boise to talk about everything from climate change, wildfires, biology, as well as the natural environment. The Society of Environmental Journalists Conference is a chance to exchange ideas and to learn more about the issues impacting our planet. So joining us today is Megan Parker, the Executive Director of the Society of Environmental Journalists. I want to welcome you to the program.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
So, Megan, what does the Society do exactly?
Well, we are North America's largest membership association for journalists that cover energy and the environment. And our mission is to increase and improve environmental journalism by helping our members do what they do best, which is to tell the world's most important stories. And we help them out by providing a place for them to connect and network with their fellow environmental journalists. We provide training through webinars and workshops. We provide publications like our SC Journal, which covers how to cover the environment, and a range of other ways that we support our members and the work that they do. Mm.
And I know this is your 32nd annual conference, but as you mentioned, the society is for journalists, but it's not just reporters who come to the conference, correct?
Yes, absolutely. Our conference is open to anyone who wants to pay the registration fee. And that's a little bit different than some other journalism membership organizations, conferences, which are limited to their members. We've always been open to anyone who is interested in engaging environmental journalists, because that is so important to the work our journalists do. They need to be able to connect with the experts, the scientists, the policymakers, the advocates, the business representatives, the community leaders, and the public that are engaged on these issues, so that they can help understand the depth and breadth of what they're covering.
And I know you'll have a variety of topics you'll be discussing at this year's conference, but what are some of the highlights?
This year's conference is packed. It is really the highlights. I made a list and it's so long. Well, I encourage everyone to go look at the full agenda to get the big picture. But top of the list, of course, is the keynote on Friday with the Secretary of Interior, Deb Haaland. And she'll be bringing with her her deputies that head the Bureau of Land Management, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, and the Wildland Fire Mitigation Commission. So, and that's going to be a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to engage in Q&A with all of those women and about, you know, all the many public lands issues in the West and across the country, as well as the opportunities coming through the Inflation Reduction Act.
So I'm curious.
Top of the list.
So I'm curious, do you get a lot of journalists from areas outside of the western part of the United States who come to this conference?
Yes, we are, you know, we are a national organization, international, in fact. We do have members outside the U.S. as well, although it is harder for them to get to the conference. But folks are coming from all over. We have representatives from the New York Times, the Washington Post, the Los Angeles Times, and everywhere in between.
And the reason why I ask that is I think that sometimes when we talk about things like not necessarily, you know, climate change, but I think things like public lands, when we talk about watersheds, when we talk about dams, you know, et cetera, mining. You know, if you live in the West Coast, those are things that you have always known about, in particular public lands. You know, here in Idaho, when you say BLM, we know that's the Bureau of Land Management. Mm-hmm. I think that when you sometimes go to other parts of the United States, in particular, I think the East Coast, where it's much more dense population wise, and there's not as much public land, I think there's a real difference in how our country recognizes and understands the importance of these issues. So I'm just wondering if those discussions come up during your during your conference when journalists are hopefully, you know, sharing ideas and talking about these things.
Absolutely. One of the most impactful things about our conference is exactly that. It's the opportunity for our community, our professional community, to get together and really work out some of these issues around how they cover the environment, and to share with each other and hear from each other the challenges that they are facing, the things that they think need to change, whether that's around the scope of the coverage or the way they approach the coverage or the language that they use. We saw this in our last conference in Houston, which had thematically focused on environmental justice. And a lot of reporters who weren't covering that issue got a chance to be exposed to how the importance of environmental justice and the depth of the environmental injustice in that region. So we expect a similar thing will happen in Boise, where reporters who maybe aren't as focused on public lands or biodiversity conservation will have an opportunity to learn and hear from their colleagues who are covering these issues.
And why come to Boise for the conference?
Well, Boise has been on the list for a very long time. Rocky Barker, who, of course, is a veteran journalist with the Idaho Statesman, has been a long time member of SCJ, and he has been conspiring to bring us to Boise for decades. Ella, and finally, in partnership with John Freemuth, who was the head of the Andrus Center at Boise State, they were able to put together a bid, and we were supposed to be there in 2020. And we're very We're very grateful to Boise State University and to all of our partners there for working with us so that we can come back this year in 2023. The other key player here is Mayor McLeod. She is actually the reason we were able to do this, because she has been a huge supporter of the bringing the conference to Boise, and has really helped us out as well. And we're very grateful to her. It's a unique opportunity to tell the Idaho story, which is a pretty unique approach to cooperation across some pretty strong political divides around conservation. And this is one of the few places in this country, I think, where you can really show the impact of that collaboration, even in the midst of what appear to be clashing values.
No, I would agree with that statement very much. I want to thank you for coming in and talking to us about this.
Thank you so much. And I'm really excited to be there in just 2 weeks.
We've been talking with Megan Parker, the executive director of the Society of Environmental Journalists, about its 32nd annual conference. As Megan just mentioned, it starts in 2 weeks in Boise. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
What if the greatest tragedy of your life was just covered up?
I have never seen anything like that before or after.
This is the story of the worst marine-on-marine friendly fire in modern history, a story kept from the public.
It's like, what did y'all have to hide?
Listen to NPR's Embedded podcast in its latest series, Taking Cover.